Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. You know, because of lack of knowledge, greed, and self-serving fundraising, many believers have turned their back on believing for biblical prosperity. Remember, the word prosperity includes wealth, but also things that even money can't purchase. It includes good health, peace, good families. We all want this kind of prosperity, but many have thrown the baby out with the dirty bathwater. My guess proves from Scripture that God wants us to prosper in every area of our life. Ready for this kind of prosperity? Next on It's Supernatural.
Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Is God ready to bring a tsunami wave of healing onto planet Earth today? Sid Roth has spent over 40 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
I'm here with Joan Hunter, and Joan and I had dinner last night, and Joan is telling me one recent miracle after another. Tell me one recent miracle.
It was so exciting. I went in, this guy came up to the front, and he had hobbled up to the front. He said he had had his rotator cuff removed, and there was a big gaping hole there.
Wow.
And so I laid my hands on it, because, see, instead of just the pain go, we need to pray for, you know, recreative miracles. So I said, in the name of Jesus, I speak a new rotator cuff. Under my hand came this new rotator cuff. It was amazing. And then I prayed for his neck and his back. He got healed. He got his height back. And then he was able to walk back to the seat, and he's going, woo, with his arms. It was great.
Oh, look, you know, you see Joan Hunter. She's so up. She's happy. She's fulfilled. But it wasn't always that way. Joan knows what it's like to be in need. Her husband was a pastor. He's unfaithful. He walked out on them. And she had children. She gets cancer. She doesn't have money for food. She's penniless. You can't get any lower than that. But Joan, I knew your parents, and your mother wasn't a Jewish mother like my mother, but she acted like a Jewish mother.
Yes, she did.
She would have taken care of everything. Why didn't she just pick up the phone and say, Mom, help? Why didn't you?
I reached for the phone one night, and I can remember this as if it was last night. I reached for the phone, and I said, God spoke to me. He says, you can trust them or you can trust me. It's time you grew up. I put the phone back down, and God showed up like, it raised my level to knowing that God will take care of me.
Give me an example.
Well, for example, I had one night I was coming home from work, and I walked in the house, and I had left the house neat that morning. I walk in, I could hardly see what was going on. I get closer to the back part of the house, and there was like 30 to 50 bags of groceries that I don't even know
30
where.
30 to 50?
Yes.
Bags?
Bags. So many bags of groceries that couldn't fit in the fridge, in the pantry. The Mother Hubbard's cupboard was bare, but it was totally completely filled, and they even brought toilet paper, shampoo, and everything that a house full of girls needed. It was incredible with what God did.
And if I'm understanding you right, you didn't say, pray about giving me some money.
And it was so incredible with what God did, because God showed up, and the Word says, my God's going to supply all of my needs according to His riches and glory, not my job. but His riches in glory. And two people depend on their job to be their support. And that limits God from all these other blessings, because the Word, once again, different scripture says, the blessings of God are running and overtaking me. And all these, you know, checks were coming in the mail. You know, I had one guy send me a check. He says, here's my food bill for 2 weeks. I'll go without food before you and your girls go without food. That's a friend.
You have a passion now because of what you've been through to let people really get it that God is your source.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, one thing that's kind of interesting is I've been poor in my life and I've been po. See, po, you can't even afford the other O. That's when you got to dig out of garbage cans. When, you know, mom and my brother, we would go to garbage cans at grocery stores in order to get out enough, you know, disgusting fruit to go home and make a bowl of fruit out of that. I know what it's like to be po. And then in the year 2000, when my life, everything shifted. We lost the church. We lost our home. We lost everything. Lost the marriage. And then at that point, I was poor. In the natural, I was poor. And I ain't poor no more. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now,
you teach that there's a better benefit package than the government. It's God's benefit package. Mm-hmm. Explain that.
We went on a cruise with mom and dad, and years ago, and this guy came out when we were leaving the boat. I said, we really missed you at dinner, you know, at the meals that we had together. And he says, I could only afford the cruise. Well, part of his benefits package of the cruise, it talked about how that there's, you get all these meals 24/7, food is available to you. He didn't know it. He didn't read it. He got on the boat and ate his cheese and crackers for a week because he didn't know what was in there. And see, when I go to heaven, I want God to say, you used all my benefits, you shared them with everybody, and people started walking in that. But there's too many people when they go to heaven that God's gonna say, I had so much more for you, but you didn't read about it in my word. You didn't read about it in my benefits package. I had so much more for you.
Joan says that many believers don't know how to position themselves for God's blessings. Let's discuss that when we come back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Hello, YouTube Mishpocha. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Now, most people don't understand when the word prosperity is used. Yes, it does include money. You can't function in this life without money. But biblical prosperity covers so much more. Explain that, Joan.
Well, there's a scripture that says, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper. Oh, that's great. There's no period there. And be in health. Yay for that. There's still no period there. But it ends with, even as your soul prospers. And it's not just financial blessings, but blessings in your health, blessings in your soul, blessings in everywhere you go.
And you also say most of us don't know how to position ourselves for biblical prosperity.
And I totally agree with that. I have seen it so much. Too many people have a poverty mentality, poverty mindset. We need to get kingdom thinking in here. And God loves blessing us. But we have to get into a position to knowing that God desires to bless us. He desires to just pour out His incredible blessings, once again, in every area of our lives.
You use this word a lot, Where does expectancy, how does that fit into this whole equation?
Big time. Major, major important, because we must raise our level of expectancy that God wants to bless us and that He is going to bless us and these all these other areas and that we...
Is it what, like Jesus said, according to your faith. We might also substitute the word according to your expectancy.
Absolutely.
In fact, I think I understand that word a little better than even the word faith. That's easy to grasp, according to your expectancy.
Because what God wants to do is, the word says that He wants us to give into every good work. That takes a lot of finances in order to do that. And the word says, everything we put our hand to do shall prosper. Yes, financially, but other areas too. He'll give us witty inventions on our job, you know, so forth and so on. But it talks about that, you know, in Jeremiah 29:11, He's got great plans for us to prosper us, to bless us in every area of our lives. Okay?
Tell me a few of the other areas that are included in prosperity.
Oh, prosperity of the soul, as it talked about in 3 John, that He wants our soul to prosper, which is life, and life abundant in every area. It's not just abundance, just isn't money. It's happiness and joy and fulfillment in children, your grandchildren, your relationships with everybody, you know, and then your mind. Oh, Lord, you know, everybody needs to have the mind of Christ, to say the least. But we've got all this stuff going on in confusion because of the trauma of dealing with finances. And it can bring on headaches and migraines, so forth and so on. But God wants to give us peace of mind. You know, debt is the number one cause of divorce in America. That's really sad. So when you get debt free supernaturally, and you can, that when you get debt free, it's amazing what it will do in a marriage. You'll sleep a whole lot better too, you know, and you're not wondering, well, how am I going to pay the house payment? You're going to be thinking, you know, where can I give all this money? Praise God, because it says, once again, give into every good work. And the thing is all these things, it will give you peace in your heart. Food will taste better. Because if you're stressed and traumatized over finances and life, that as it goes down, it causes turmoil. And so it brings health and wholeness into your body. And even the stress over things of life, yes, finances, but every area, can bring on strokes and heart attacks. And so it's very important that he's a giver of peace. He's a giver of peace of mind. He's love, because God is love.
How does this work with our families? What's prosperity in our families to you?
Prosperity in our families is when there's love. There's so much love in my family, for sure. But God loves to just pour out His love, heal relationships. Because if there's a strange situation between you and your child, God wants to restore that. God wants to restore your heart. I had broken heart syndrome. I got healed of broken heart syndrome. I had cancer and all these things. I got healed of cancer when my heart got healed. And there was a, you know, tumultuous time after the divorce and whose fault and all this other kind of stuff. But God has restored my relationship with all of my girls. God wants to restore the family. There is absolutely nothing. I mean, there's nothing He doesn't want to restore that will help us.
And when I think about you, I think about physical healing. To me, it's not very prosperous having cancer or high blood pressure or diabetes. You see people healed all the time of these things.
I do. And I've even had a problem years ago. I had a problem with my thyroid, had a large goiter. Mm-hmm. And I thought, okay, God, you know, in the name of Jesus, I just speak a brand new, all new thyroids, command the goiter to go. And it went, whoosh, you know. And then my daughter, who's now a doctor, I said, I'm really, really tired. She says, I think you've blown out your adrenal glands. I said, where are my adrenal glands? She says, on top of the kidneys. So I took my thumbs, went behind my back, put them on the adrenal glands. I said, in the name of Jesus, I speak new adrenal. And trust me, to do what I do, I got to have good adrenal glands. Glory to God, for sure.
Now, Joan has been teaching that it's God's desire for us to prosper and be in good health. It's God's desire for us not to put up with sickness and family problems and financial problems. But there are blockages, And if you can identify and remove these blockages, then you will walk in biblical prosperity. Be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get Joan Hunter's Prosperity and Wholeness Kit, which includes her powerful devotional book, Prayers and Promises for Financial Breakthrough, plus her three-part audio CD series, The Supernatural Benefits Package, and her anointed music and spoken word declaration CD, Promises of Abundance. This is an exclusive package for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9595. Through Joan Hunter's brand new devotional book, she includes scriptures, prayers, testimonies, and solid teaching on subjects like declaring and decreeing your breakthrough, supernatural multiplication, debt cancellation, financial healing, power to get wealth, finding hidden treasures from God, rebuking the devourer, and so much more. You will also receive Joan's three-part audio CD series, The Supernatural Benefits Package. You will learn that when God says, "Forget not all my benefits," this is talking about a benefit package that includes all you need to be made whole and prosper in every area of your life, including your body, soul, spirit, and finances. Through this series, you will learn what is blocking your supernatural breakthrough, understand God's biblical blueprint that will unlock your supernatural provision, discover the keys to your increase. Included on the CDs are Joan's anointed prayers to release supernatural finances, healing, and blessings into your life. Plus, you will receive her anointed music and spoken word CD, Promises of Abundance. Joan Hunter reads scriptures accompanied by Julie Meyer, who plays prophetically over you to receive God's abundance in every area of your life.
We're coming into a new season, and I tell you, stop looking back. You're ready to have breakthrough in every area of your life. You're ready to be the head, not the tail.
Don't miss out on getting Joan Hunter's Prosperity and Wholeness Kit, which includes her powerful devotional book, Prayers and Promises for Financial Breakthrough, plus her three-part audio CD series, The Supernatural Benefits Package, and her anointed music and spoken word declaration CD, Promises of Abundance. This is an exclusive package for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9595. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9595 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
When you teach about biblical prosperity, when people read your books on biblical prosperity, there's almost like, it seems as though to me, you clarify this, it's almost like the favor and the expectancy and the faith that you have for this jumps out on other people.
It is so contagious. It is so contagious. And I will point to people and say, God wants to point to you as an example of His incredible wealth, favor, and kindness in all He's done for you through Christ Jesus. God wants to point to me as an example of all that He's done with wealth and favor and everything. And when you understand that this is what God wants, He wants to use you as an example to others about God's blessing and prosperity. He wants you to have a car that you can get to church without praying over it for it to start. He wants you to pray over people when you get to church or wherever you get to. And this is what's so important, is that it is very contagious, because I know I had the choice in the year 2000 to stay where I was on barely get along street. And I opted to go to the streets that are lined with gold, according to His word. And hallelujah.
Joan, there's another thing that happens. Just supernatural manifestations of money are attracted to people when what you share jumps on them. Give me some examples.
This lady was writing out an offering check the other day, and so she was writing it out. And I said, now tomorrow, this is Friday night, 8 o'clock, tomorrow check your bank accounts because some of you may have received supernatural finances. So she sat there, she checked her bank account. There was an additional $4,000 that came in at 8 o'clock at night on Friday in her bank account. Cash, that doesn't happen, okay? It just showed up while she's writing out an offering check. That's awesome. I had another lady that just sent me word a year ago. She gave in the offering because God loves to bless your offerings, and gave in the offering. And so the Canadian Revenue equivalent of United States IRS called she and her husband in, and they said, we need to speak with you. Well, you know, most people would walk and say, here, just chain me up, you know, take me off. But they said that they had gone over their records from 1986. Now, this testimony is from 2017. From 1986, they found that there was a glitch, and they owed her $6,000, and they gave it back to her, a check that day. 1986, the IRS and the Canadian Revenue, they're done, forgot about that one. They're going to let that one go under the rug. You know what I mean? And then I prayed and I said, God, there's a scripture. It says 45:3. It says, I will show you, Isaiah 45:3, I will show you hidden treasures, riches that you don't even know about. And so I thought, okay, God, this is riches in the area of teaching of trauma, cellular memory, stress, etc. But then in addition to that, I said, God, is there any hidden treasures, which refers to finances, is there any hidden treasures? And so I got a letter in the mail, and it said, you don't owe any taxes on your property downtown Houston. No joke. Pew, toss that. And I came back from a trip, pulled it out, and I thought, I'm going to follow up on this. I sent a certified letter, found out that my dad left me 2% in some land in downtown Houston. Glory to God. That just got cashed in this year. Hallelujah.
So, if I'm understanding you right, Joan, you could pray that over our audience.
Yes.
Right now, look in the camera and pray.
Yes, yes. I love praying for financial breakthrough. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, as we have seen and even heard miracles happening in finances and our bodies, right now, in the name of Jesus, I speak what I am sharing with you to literally jump through the screen at you, so contagious that you're going to have the revelation that, yes, I deserve to be blessed. God desires to bless me, and I am going to investigate what's in my benefits package, which is your Bible, and all, which is inclusive of everything, excluding nothing, all that God has planned for me. So, Father, I thank you that their eyes of their understanding are being enlightened to all that you have for them today, an incredible supernatural financial breakthrough coming, money that they don't know that's owed to them. Father, I speak a release of that now. Now, in Jesus' name, raises, promotions, different things like that, money coming from all kinds of odds and end places. And understand, this happens to me, and I have the anointing to speak and send it to you right now in Jesus' name for that breakthrough to happen to you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
You know, Joan, when people talk about prosperity, whether it's physical healing, family healing, financial healing, they never talk about holiness. They never talk about hidden sins. These are major blockages. Mm-hmm. Explain.
Sin can, you know, separate us from God and the blessings of God, and also worry. And I was worried in the years like 1998, 99, worried what he was doing.
Is that why Jesus says, worry for nothing?
Right. And what will it do you? You know, cast all your cares on me. There's dozens of scriptures that tell you don't worry. But when you're in the midst of a situation, you know, how can I financially take care of the girls and I when I didn't even have enough to take care of me? And how can I do this? Worry, worry, fear, fear. Fear is the opposite of faith. And that worry was consuming me in a lot of other areas. And I teach, let's get to the root, what's brought on the sickness, what's brought on the poverty, what's brought on the lack, what has brought on problems in marriages, in homes, etc. What's brought on the digestive problems and so forth. Let's get to the root of that, which can be trauma, can definitely be sin, definitely worry, fear.
I'm going to leave you with one thought. And it's a thought that God gave Joan Hunter. I want you to ponder this. Victory is just a choice.
Are you and your family living in fear of the future? Are you having problems paying your bills? Are you and your family facing health issues that drain your resources, your peace, and your relationships? Did you know that biblical prosperity is more than money? It includes your health, peace, and relationships. We all desire this kind of prosperity. Joan Hunter wants you to know how you can begin to prosper in every area of your life. Call now and get Joan Hunter's Prosperity and Wholeness Kit, which includes her powerful devotional book, Prayers and Promises for Financial Breakthrough, plus her three-part audio CD series, The Supernatural Benefits Package, and her anointed music and spoken word declaration CD, Promises of Abundance. This is an exclusive package for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9595. Through Joan Hunter's brand new devotional book, she includes scriptures, prayers, testimonies, and solid teaching on subjects like declaring and decreeing your breakthrough, supernatural multiplication, debt cancellation, financial healing, power to get wealth, finding hidden treasures from God, rebuking the devourer, and so much more. You will also receive Joan's three-part audio CD series, The Supernatural Benefits Package. You will learn that when God says, "Forget not all my benefits," this is talking about a benefit package that includes all you need to be made whole and prosper in every area of your life, including your body, soul, spirit, and finances. Through this series, you will learn what is blocking your supernatural breakthrough, understand God's biblical blueprint that will unlock your supernatural provision, discover the keys to your increase. Included on the CDs are Joan's anointed prayers to release supernatural finances, healing, and blessings into your life.
And when we go to heaven, I don't want God to say to me, "I had so much more for you, but you didn't expect it." When I go to heaven, I want God to say, "You used it all up. Every benefits, you took advantage of every benefit."
Plus, you will receive her anointed music and spoken word CD, Promises of Abundance. Joan Hunter reads scriptures accompanied by Julie Meyer, who plays prophetically over you to receive God's abundance in every area of your life.
You have crowned your year with goodness. Your path drips with abundance.
We're coming into a new season, and I tell you, stop looking back. You're ready to have breakthrough, abundance in every area of your life. You're ready to be the head, not the tail.
Don't miss out on getting Joan Hunter's Prosperity and Wholeness Kit, which includes her powerful devotional book, Prayers and Promises for Financial Breakthrough, plus her three-part audio CD series, The Supernatural Benefits Package, and her anointed music and spoken word declaration CD, Promises of Abundance. This is an exclusive package for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9595. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9595 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural.
Hello, I'm Dr. Kevin Zadi. Join me on It's Supernatural with Sid Roth as I share how the angels of the Lord have been sent to help fulfill all that is written about you in heaven. Mm-hmm.